Marcus, if you don't mind. Stephen, just when it looks like you're turning a corner again, this happens. How frustrating is that?
It's so frustrating. You know, you can't get any kind of momentum because you put in a brilliant performance on Tuesday night, you put a brilliant away performance at Oxford with 10 men, and then you get that. You know, it's unexplainable at times. You know, and it seems to be that when players play on a Tuesday night, they really struggle the three games in a week. You know, so they have to look in the mirror. They have to look in the mirror at how they live their lives, and we can only control them for 4 hours of the day. You know, the players that can't play three games in a week, you know, really and truly, they need to look at themselves. We can only control a certain amount that they can do in terms of their fitness and what they do. Obviously, the food and that's been taken away as a punishment for their performance in Lincoln, and you know there had to be a consequence to that. So, you know, they have to live their lives right. They have to take on board all that. They're in a privileged position where a lot of things are done for them, and that's been taken away from them. They have to deal with that and get on with it.
Against Southend, two somewhat uncharacteristic errors probably cost all of them the game.
We made it very clear that Niall Ranger was a big threat. As I say, I don't know whether he meant it or it was the goal of the season or it was extremely lucky. But, you know, again, it's a set play that's cost us. And when we were in ascendancy in the 20 minutes in the second half, an individual error costs you, you know. And to be fair to Ollie, he keeps coming back and he wants the ball and keeps wanting it all the time. But when you make basic errors, you get punished. There's no two ways about it.
Stephen, you knew you were coming into a difficult job. Does it feel even more difficult for you now?
The league position makes it extremely difficult, of course. And I think the league position dictates people's emotions. And, you know, sometimes it definitely dictates how the players... perception of the game is, you know, if you're 1-0 down, it's the end of the world. If you're sitting mid-table, it's not, and you can go and be really positive with it. But, you know, we are where we are for a reason. We haven't scored goals, simple as that. We haven't lost loads of games. I think bar Walsall, we've lost had up until today, lost the fewest in the bottom half of the table. But we haven't won enough games. Simply, we lacked consistency. We haven't scored goals. You know, it's plainly obvious for everybody to see. So hopefully I get the chance to put that right in the window, and the embargo's cleared, and we've got targets to bring in that will add another dimension to our play, which I don't think we've got at the moment.
Massive sort of fixture list coming up over the Christmas period, three games in something like 7 days. Do you think you've got enough quality in the squad to get enough points to get off the bottom?
Well, when I watched Tuesday night's game, I could say a definite yes. When I watched today, I say no, and that's sort of probably where our season is. It's so up and down. Two good results, three bad ones, one indifferent one. And the level of consistency, you know, people need to look in the mirrors. You know, I've taken the blame and I hold my hands up when I make mistakes, but sometimes you can't justify when people can't pass for 5 yards. You know, and ultimately, I brought every player to the football club in a very, very short space of time. So, you know, I have to take the blame for that, and we have to look to try and correct it and try and move forward. There's no other way to it.
Okay, thank you, Steve.
Okay.
Yeah. Some of the players, it just seems that they make one little mistake and their heads sort of drop